bring. Let us go to prayer. Loving God, we want to thank you for waking up. More than ourselves. Thank you for your deep wisdom to guide us and your strength to help us to follow your way. Help us to be a blessing to others and pleasing your eyes. Lord, I long for peace that would allow us to rest in calmly, security in a world full of conflict. We want to the kind of peace that lasts forever, does not rise and fall according to our circumstances. Lord, visit the nursing home this morning, the hospital this morning, Lord. Pray for the pastor this morning. Pray for the DeLeon family, Lord, for bringing Artist International to us. Pray for Dr. Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robinson saying yes to this call. Thank you for the pastor that's going to deliver this information to us this morning. Thank you, TMC family and guests, for listening this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. Have a blessed day.
Well, praise God. Good morning to you, Minister Cynthia, and also to Minister Willa, who started us off. And I thank you both for seating and greeting the people into this telecommunications sanctuary. And thank you for that wonderful, wonderful tag. This is Thank the Lord Thursday. Praise God, praise God. We thank you all for being here this morning, for being such a blessing this morning. Good morning to you, TMC family, and along with Minister Cynthia, Minister Willa, I want to welcome you all again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from the Mississippi Gulf Coast here in Ocean Springs, and I want to let you, even the first-time callers, to know that we're excited to have you join us this morning. And believe you me, we are so glad that you're a part of the TMC family. As you can see, we are claiming you as a part of our family. So we thank you for being with us this morning. We're so thankful also for this call being started in October 2010. Yes, we're about to celebrate 5 years of having this call, and it started with two dynamic, anointed and appointed ministers, women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Super Fantastic Lady, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And this call is simply honoring and praising and glorifying the Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your friends and your family to come along with us and join us each and every day. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, and it will be 5 o'clock Pacific time. Praise God. So based on our scripture is Psalms 88:13. We said, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. That is our scripture that we dwell on and meditate on, and we stand firmly also on a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you've never seen our website, we have a wonderful website that you can go to every day, and we encourage you to do so. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, we have all our past messages and the bios are on there, so you can listen to all our messages that have been archived from day one. Praise God. So we encourage you to go there and take a look at that. Now, if you have said in your heart that you want to be a part of this ministry, we encourage you to do so. And we know that you might have a gift where you can greet the people. You may have a gift where God has placed a word in your belly. We want to hear it. We want to hear you. God wants to hear you. So send your information and requests to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And also you can send your prayer requests and praise reports to that email address as well. and Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Now, many of us are distributors with this, with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven. Yes, it is. And it is definitely changing lives daily, every day. And that awesome company is Artists International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family. We have the most wonderful garments that are medically made, and we also have wonderful products that are helping people every day in their everyday lives. Now, if you haven't heard about this wonderful company, please get back with the person that invited you on this call, and I'm sure they'll be able to give you more information. But guess what? We also have a morning motivational call that comes up right after this call, and with our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and other leaders that are on the call giving you vital information about this great and awesome company. Now, that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, I tell you, things are brewing up. We're excited because we have started a new month. This is the month of May, and I know, TMC family, you are ready to hear a word from on high. And I tell you, we have a fireball. Yes, I call her the fireball. She's a fireball for God. She's a fireball in Artists International. She is a woman who perseveres, who sets out to do something. When she sets out to do it, she does it. She is a person who glorifies God in all that she does, and that she worships him in spirit and in truth. She is a single parent, but guess what? She's a powerful parent because she has a wonderful son by the name of Kalon, and she is living in Southern California. She works for the city of Culver City, and she while she's doing her work on the job, she's also blessing others as she does her work there and then do her work here in Artists International. People know her from around the world, and I tell you, she's a person who says, what thus says the Lord, and when she starts, you'll hear. When she starts with the word of God, you're going to hear the Spirit, you're going to feel the Spirit of the Lord dwelling on the inside of her, and I'm telling you, it's going to flow to you. I introduce to some and present to others none other than this awesome woman of God who lives in Southern California, who is a fireball for the Lord. She is a new manager in Artists International, and we thank God for her. None other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale in Southern California. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so, so much for that awesome introduction this morning to my sisters, Minister Willa and Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. And this call would not be here if it was not for the phenomenal co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and to the entire staff of the Master's Call. I thank God for each and every single one of you. And to our TMC family, without you calling in every day, this call would not be what it is, our telecommunications sanctuary. So to each of you, I send the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I greet you on this, the seventh day of May 2015, that God has made, and truly I will, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So God has really been doing some great and some new things in our lives. And yes, I am celebrating because I made a milestone in Artists International, and that milestone was that I am currently a manager in Artists International. And I thank my team and my team, the name, just so that you know, because you will see it in many places. We are team truly blessed, and definitely God is doing some great things in our team here in Artists International and in those lives that are connected to us. But let us go quickly to what thus says the Lord and what God has put on my heart to bring to you this day. many people have called me in the last few days asking me, how did you do it? What did you do? And so on Sunday, if you were on the Realionaires team call, you would have heard Platinum President Gail Mathis actually asked me to come on and to talk about staying in the ring, because this past weekend was the big fight in Las Vegas where millions and millions and millions of dollars were actually spent in a very quick period of time. And many people watched it on TV. Many people drove to Vegas, and that seemed to be the center of everyone's attention, was the boxing ring. And so what I came by here this morning to let you know that there's a boxing ring in your life. And so today I am saying, stay in your ring. Why? Because it's your time. See, God created you fearfully and wonderfully in Psalms 139:14, and he is very, very interested in your life and what's going on in your ring. And so there's something great and purposeful that he has created for you to do. You are not a carbon copy. You are his masterpiece. And there is something unique that he called for you to do. So I just want you to know today that if you stay in your ring, that truly today it's your time. What are your desires? When is the last time you had a checked up with yourself? You know, we're good about checking on everybody else or pinpointing what's going on with everyone else, but when have you actually had the time to sit down and have a one-on-one chat with yourself? When have you looked in the mirror and had a conversation with you? What are your passions? What are your desires? What are the things that you like to do, that you enjoy doing, that just seem when you do them, you just are in a whole different place? Well, those are the things that you need to start tapping into in this season in your ring, because those are the things that are in your ring, and it is your time. Seek God and ask him daily to show you and to reveal to you what is it that you need to do in that day. See, God wants to lead you into your decisions, but you have to let him. Here are five steps that will assist you in staying in your ring and realizing that now it's your time. See, we have been predestined for greatness, and God called us to all have a purpose. Number one, seek God first. Put God first in all things that you do. Matthew 6:33 reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." See, we have to prioritize our life, not our way, but prioritize our lives God's way. Putting him first. Instead of picking up our cell phones to call a friend or to text a friend and ask them for advice, send that text message to God. He's available 24/7, but he's just waiting for you to ask and to knock and to have a conversation with him. He's waiting, and he's prepared to give you the answers, but he can't give you the answers if you don't even ask him. Send him an email and let him email you back. Call him on the phone, the spiritual cell phone, and let him answer you back. He's waiting there to give you the answers and give you the things that you need if you first put him first. Number two, surrender your life to Christ. Many times it's hard for us to get out of our own agenda and to get out of our own way. So many things are coming in our life, and we're just sitting there and we're trying to hold it ourselves. But sometimes in the middle of the ring, you have to put up the white flag and say, "Lord, I surrender to you." Romans 12, verses 1 through 2 read, "And so, dear brethren and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God, because of all he has done for you. Let him be a living and let your life be a living and holy sacrifice to him, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Verse 2. "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, we watch reality TV shows and we watch all these different award shows and we watch TV and many times even our children, they want to be like somebody on TV or they want to wear what somebody has on there or they want to copy this person. They want to make sure that they walk that way and they talk that way and they dress that way. Their hair is like that. But God has made you unique. God has made you his special masterpiece. Don't worry about what the next person is doing, but walk into who God created you, because one thing that I know is there is someone great inside of you. There is much power inside of you. And so allow that to manifest. Allow your gifts to manifest. And when we bring all of those things together, we achieve much, much more. And truly, the kingdom is being built for the glory of God. Number three, realize that God has a plan for your life. Your life has a purpose and a meaning, and God wants to reveal it to you. But start today by asking him every single day before you get up and go on your way, Lord, what is it that you would have for me to do in this day? Please show me, God, what is my plan and my purpose for my life? Allow those that you would have to come to me to help me to see and to hear what it is that you would have for my life. Ephesians 1, verses 7 through 9 reads, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ, a plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. In Jeremiah 29:11, of course we know that it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And if we continue to verses 12 and 13, in those days when you pray, when you pray, I will listen. 13, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. See, many times we go through the day looking for other things, but not looking for God. And like I said, he already has the solution to the issues that we go through. He already has the solutions to the problems that we feel that we endure. He already is there, and he knows what is going to happen for you. And I said that he said that he knows the plans. And I always say that nowhere in that scripture did it say that you had to know anything. All you have to do is just trust, surrender, and believe that God knows what's best for you, even before you know it for yourself. Number four, listen for God's voice. God speaks to us in many voices. And a lot of times I believe that we're so busy going through our regular routine or in our own agenda, in our own rings, doing our own things. But many times God speaks. A lot of times he just doesn't speak so that we hear it through our ears, but a lot of times he speaks so that we see it through our eyes. In John 10:27, it reads, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And also God will communicate with us in various ways. Here in California, we've been experiencing these little earthquakes every now and then. And in the Bible, back in 1 Kings, God was dealing with Elijah, and after the victory with Elijah over the prophets of Baal, God was speaking to Elijah in a quiet voice. And see, God demonstrates and communicates with us in various ways. And so he spoke to Elijah in a still and quiet voice. But then in Job 38:1, God communicates through a whirlwind. And then Exodus 19:18, he communicates his presence with the earthquake. And then in 1 Samuel 2:10 and Job 37:2, in Psalms 104 and 7 and John 12 and 29, God sounds like thunder. So he can communicate with you in various ways, but the thing is, are you open to what he has? Are you listening for him? Are you even paying attention through your day to listen to see what he has for you to do? Sometimes he may say, you know what, I need you to sit down and rest, my daughter or my son. I need to speak and communicate with you. Sometimes he may say, be still and know that I am God. And if we're moving so fast, a lot of times we miss it. He wants to do some changes in your life, but are you willing on this day to stay in your ring, realize it's your time, and let him? Number five, trust God completely. There is nothing more reassuring than entrusting an unknown future to a known God. I'm going to say that again. There is nothing more reassuring than entrusting an unknown future to a known God. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Number seven, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mouth as you live in Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell you that scripture is so, so powerful, because we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to be fearful, even though our emotional state allows us to, but we could just nip that in the bud and just say, you know what? Nope, I'm going to trust God. No, God, I trust you that all is well. No, God, no devil, no enemy. I know that God has something great for me. No, this problem right here that I'm going through right now is just minute because I'm going through it. But I know that there is victory on the other side. Yes, I have been an artist international since June of 2010. But you know what? If I can work for a regular JOB from the age of 14 to the present age that I am now, 49, for someone else, then there has to come a time in my life when I know that it's time to do what God has for me to do. But see, I had to stay in the ring. I had to stay consistent. I had to stay persistent. I had to do a check with Tiffany to say, Tiffany, no longer can you be a supervisor. You need to step it up to the next level. So what things are you going to let go? What people are you going to surround yourself with who are going to speak positive things into your life to keep you motivated? What are you going to do? There's some internal detoxing and cleansing that needs to happen to you. But it's making sure that you are positioned and put into the right place so that you can prosper, and realizing that it's not all about Tiffany, but it's all about God and what he would have me to do. No, I could not have made manager by myself, but I had to also utilize my team, and not just utilize them to get points, but actually to help them to be the leaders that they need to be, to help them to get to the goals that they need to be, to even ask them, what are your goals, what are your desires, and to talk to them weekly to find out what it is that they needed to do, and then to bring all of that together, all of our gifts, all of our attributes that we each have, and to bring that together and push it out. And what happened? We reached our goals. See, God is doing great things, and he says that we all have different talents, but we all need to bring them together. And not only that, first and foremost, before you trust any person, you got to trust God first. And I'm telling you, once you lock your hands into him, he has great things in store for you. So be quiet. Somebody told me one time, Tiffany, you are talking too much. So sometimes you just have to be quiet. And I took that advice, and I incorporated that into my life. Sometimes you have to be still. You have to be consistent. And then you always have to be in a spirit of expectation, because there is something great out there for you. But if you close yourself out to what it is, you won't know. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So as you stay in your ring, in your lane, where there's different things going on, each one of us have different things, and some of the things may be similar. But it's okay. Whatever you do, don't give up. Keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. And know that beginning today, it is your time. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we say congratulations to you once more and again, Minister Tiffany, for all that you do. And we give God glory for that powerful message this morning. And I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we say holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to come before you once more and again to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for Minister Tiffany giving us that word, Lord God, to let us know to stay in the ring, that you have our backs, Father God. And when we trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, we come to realize, Father God, that we're resting. We're resting in you. We thank you, Father, for each individual on this call. We thank you, Father, for keeping them and strengthening them. We thank you, Father, for bringing them into perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for raising a standard in each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing Minister Tiffany and Kaylon in such a manner, Lord God, that they won't have enough room to receive what all you have for them, Lord God. Pour back into her, Lord, more of the virtue as she poured out to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for giving her strength, for giving her peace, for giving her the love, for giving her the joy of her salvation. I thank you, Lord God, that it is in you that we all live, move, and have our very being. So with that, Father, I'm lifting up all the bereaved families this morning. Lord God, we ask you, Father, to bless Zelda Hunter and her family, oh God. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for comforting them because her father went home to be with the Lord. But, Father, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We thank you, Father God, for Ivory in Phoenix, Arizona, Father, who had three people that they will bury this weekend, Father God. We ask that you bless and strengthen, Lord God, her Aunt Mary Collins and her mother, Father God, who lost the stepson and then the sister-in-law, Father God, all those that have went on to be with the Lord, Father, you had a plan. And you say the plan is of good and not to destroy. Lord, you knew from the very beginning that this was taking place. So, Father, the plan is in your hands, and we know, Father God, that your arms are around them like never before, that you're bringing them closer together, that you're strengthening them, Father God, as they mourn for their loved ones. But, Father God, we thank you, Father. We may mourn for a season, but we know that joy comes in the morning because, Lord God, you are the joy of our salvation. You are the joy and the strength of our lives. And we thank you, Father God, for strengthening every member of that family in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Dorothy Cook and her son Leroy, who is out of ICU. We thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. We thank you, Father, for strengthening Leroy at this very hour, that, Lord God, he has a testimony that nobody but the Lord did this. And we thank you, Father God, because you are not a man that you should lie. You say, call on you, and you will answer. And then you will show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless all that are on this call. Bless Artists International. Bless the leaders, Lord God. Bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father, in such a manner. And we ask you again to bless Tiffany as she come back and bless us with the benediction. But, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, again, I know you want to go back and hear this message, and that number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, next is the motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300. The pen is 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you again, Minister Willa. And Minister Cynthia, for opening and seating the, and greeting the people, and thanking you for being available to God's servants. And we thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that awesome word. So would you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Thank you, God. We just bless you and we praise you. We thank you that our hearts are flooded with your light. We thank you that our futures are bright. We thank you that you are directing our steps and that you continue to work everything out for our good. We realize that as we stay in our lane, as we stay in our ring, that it is our time, and that today we walk into the best time, the best days of our life. And we do this in your name, O God. To you be all glory and honor and power for everything that we do. It is for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are, and we'll hear you back here on the TMC in the morning. Have a great day. God morning.